points apiece. We've said that scoreline for a number of occasions now. Shane Ryan, 40 metres out, takes on the shot. It's high, but it's also
unlucky.
To the right and gone.
Unlucky. It's a pity he didn't go over the bar, because you know you put your set of seed in Derry's thoughts, but the shot was on. There wasn't a hole on.
But is it?
It's not football.
Your keeper having a shot like any of our half hour line could have a shot from out there and look up at the big screen.
I mean, you look at this again, for our listeners, this is only jogging.
Yeah,
jogging. Walking and punch the ball.
Like you say, I hope the crowd didn't come for entertainment today. And that's no fault of Kerry or Derry. It's the way they're set up. They're set up. But they're not here to entertain. They're here to get a result. Now, looking for a result here is Derry. They're on a creep inside the Kerry defence. But Jason Foley will turn that.
No, boys. Let's see. Can we move it?
The counter attack now. The Kerry sugar. Up the pace now, lads. This is Paddy Clifford. Paddy Clifford in the middle of the park. He'll hop the ball. Sees out to his right. He's looking for the run of Darragh Moynihan. They're 45 metres out now. Heading towards the canal. Now, what a chance here by Kerry. What can they do? It's Tony Brosnan, but they'll end up slowing down the move once more, and that ball will be played probably in outside
the
65
again. Yeah.
And that's where it's gone, Ambrose, after all that. Now Paul Murphy again coming up the field, playing with the 45 and the 65, plays that ball out to the left, looking for Tom O'Sullivan. Tom will put a neat little ball inside, looking for Shawnee O'Shea. Shawnee inside will save that ball for good. Joe Connor at the edge of the square. Joe will punch it, and he'll punch it over the bar. He had a goal at his mercy, Ambrose, but the Tralee man probably did the right thing in the finish. He pops it over the bar, takes Kerry into 1 point lead, 25 minutes gone here. It's Kerry 5 points, Derry 4. They're holding a possession. They're inside the Kerry 45 now. Eaton Doherty works very hard, playing that ball out to his centre back. That's Garrett McKinless. And Tarn will give it out to his left half back, Owen McAvoy. When they say out, they come outside the Kerry 45. Now they go down another channel with Conor Glass, the midfielder now. He's going to work his way in. Is he going to come in along the inline? No, he's going to put that ball out again, looking for Paul Cassidy. On Tarn will play it out to Orton Lynch. Lynch is inside, and he's the keeper of Derry. He's inside the Kerry 45 at the moment. Now Roger has it, 43 metres out, a long range effort, but also gone to the left. We're lucky as well, Ambrose, that Derry are missing those opportunities. 45 minutes gone, 7 points apiece here in Croke Park.
Good tack there by the Kerry player. I mean,
died again, could be turned over here by Kerry. It's turned over, Bino Bugley has it now.
Shawnee, he can't run, look up.
That ball is with Killian Burke. Will Killian take on the shot? He'll give it to Shawnee O'Shea from a tight angle, will top it over the bar.
Good score.
I'm worried about Shawnee O'Shea, Ambrose.
He's
beat.
He
ended up scoring, but he found it very hard to get away from his marker.
Yeah.
Worried about that. Is he carrying an injury? Even coming back out, Ambrose. 9 points for the Kingdom, 8 points for Derry. Now ball put in early, looking for Killian Spinan. Will this man take on his marker?
Will he take on the score? Yes.
It's high.
Great score.
It's over the bar. A brilliant score by Killian Spinan. He's only on a matter of minutes into this. All rolls, falls, and he'll see hugging that far sideline is Tom O'Sullivan. A number of players loose inside now. What can he do here? Soling up the field, Tom O'Sullivan. Gone inside the 45. He'll fist it effort there, looking for Gainey again. Now could be a chance here. This is Gavin White. Could be a chance for Kerry to wrap it up.
That's it.
And Gavin White.
That's a good score. Does the wise thing,
and he pops it over the bar. The great experience by the Dr. Crokes man coming in from the Cusick stand side, and that takes Kerry now to 15, Derry 10.
Yeah, I think now that
could be game set and match.
That is that, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Cruel summer in Croke Park yesterday afternoon. If you've your view on it, get in touch with us in the programme, and plenty of you do already. Before we get to those, we will get to Tim Moynihan. I spoke to him shortly before coming on air, and I've made that point to him that it was pretty cruel viewing for most of that game. But Kerry did what they needed to do to break down and eventually push through and win against those sort of tactics.
Yeah, Jory. Look, it was, as far as Kerry, it was needs must. We must play in a certain way. But the game, look, Jerry, and I mentioned before on Monday mornings with you, when we were on chatting about the weekend sport, that I've seen club games as well, Jerry. We know the way the game has gone, and that's why this committee is formed to try and change the rules and to make it more entertaining. And I just, like you said, on social media even this morning, I see what Sean Kelly was saying, people that he spoke to, the MEP, and of course he's well versed in the GAA world. He was saying, look, it's no longer a sport for spectators. It's a results game, and I think that's what the slow pace of everything we did yesterday, both us and Derry. And I think, and if we were to be brutally honest, Jerry, you go back to 2003 and Mickey Hart was involved that time with Tyrone, and we played against the system that day in that semi-final under the late Paddy O'Shea, something we never before experienced. And I think that is, I suppose it has evolved as well over time, but it's evolved in a negative way that, you know, holding of possession, numbers mean nothing. Yesterday at one stage, Jerry, we had Jason Foley, Tom O'Sullivan, Ty Morley inside in what would be our full forward line. And our full forward line were outside around the middle of the field. And
yeah, we had David Clifford in at cornerback for times, effectively. That's what the game was reduced to.
Correct, and the forwards of Derry were doing the exact same thing, and I'm sure going into yesterday's game, Jerry, that's the way Jack O'Connor's management team, they knew what Derry would bring, and if you probably played the old system or the direct football, we could have come out of the wrong side of it yesterday. So Kerry have learned, Jerry, they've learned to win ugly, and that's what it was yesterday. And we know we're above in the commentary position, Ambrose and myself, and it's very difficult to commentate this. You know, you actually can predict where the ball is going, and you're waiting for some little weakness inside by the opposition and to pop a score, and that's what it is. And we see now that, I'd say if you were looking at the stats from yesterday, Jerry, the defenders probably had more possession than the forwards, and that's what it is, because the minute the shot kick out is taken, everybody in the opposition will retreat inside the 65/45, and that's the way they're gone. And it isn't entertaining, Jerry. And that's no fault of Kerry. If Kerry lost today against the system where we played open football, they'd be looking for Jack O'Connor's head this morning. And you know, and it wasn't entertaining, but it's a results game, unfortunately, and that's the way it was yesterday.
Yeah, it certainly was the way it was yesterday. And look, there is, on one level, there isn't much to talk about. But look, you have to give credit to the Kerry players. They stuck to their task and they kept to the plan. And eventually they grounded out, they wore them down, and they injected the pace. And the pace came off the bench in particular at the right time for them yesterday, Tim, to win this game by 5 points.
Definitely, Jerry, and I think that Derry wanted to go out and frustrate Kerry, like you say, lock in the good play, you know, the good forwards, the good free-scoring forwards, like if David Clifford wouldn't get much space, Paddy being the link man, then Shawnee O'Shea, all these guys were well covered. But Kerry then learned, we'll take something else, and that's why you see David Clifford out around the middle of the field, getting him on the ball. Everyone knows their job, and like, you know, the free-flowing football, the win arm, I mean I love it. I love an open game of football, but unfortunately that's the way the game has gone, and like we said, that's why there's a review committee at the moment. But you're dead right, Jerry, and it's about that, I suppose, final quarter then, when it's very tiring as well, the game, because Derry were trying to do both, and I think probably fatigue, you know, the last couple of games they were tough on them, you know, tough battles, and you know, the Ulster Championship brings as well, and I think it kind of caught up in that final quarter, and your fresh legs coming in, Killian Burke, I think huge impact when he came on, Adrian Spillane, and Killian kicked a point as well, so they were fresh legs coming in, and suddenly it actually becomes very frustrating for a defender. You work really hard for what, 60 minutes of the game, and suddenly that little space pops up and you get those vital scores. And look, at the end of the day, Kerry won by 5 points, and maybe I worry Armagh as well, Jerry, that you'll probably never see, there's a number of players out there, yes, they maybe can perform a lot better for Kerry, and that's the good thing for Kerry as well.
Is one of the criticisms of some of those players is that when they did turn over the ball, they didn't break at pace at times,
nope,
which could have,
nope,
perhaps maybe pushed them further ahead earlier. Is that a fair point?
That's a fair point, but Jerry, I think it's all about conserving energy, because you know that these games are zapping. So if they think it was a measured performance, and now people might comment on that, and I might, a bit of controversy, but I think it was a measured performance by Kerry yesterday.
Yeah.
Kerry knew where they wanted to be 15 minutes in. It was level pegging at half time, but they knew that they'd have to up the energy levels in the second half, Jerry, and that's what they did. And it's I suppose winning the championship is the same way as it phases in a game, that you had the last 15 minutes you must perform, and that's when they performed, and that's what it is. And you're dead right, the amount of turnovers yesterday, and suddenly we went lateral with it, but Derry again were no different, and you know, I think the experience of Jack O'Connor down through the years playing against teams like Mickey Hart, they knew what to expect yesterday. And he's, of course, Jack is Paddy Talley in his backroom team as well, so yeah. Nobody, no man knows it better. So it was going to be, I won't call it war of attrition, because there were, you know, we didn't get in their faces either. It's just control and possession and popping up with those scores in the end. And Derry were guilty of a few wides as well. And I think that's where Kerry punished them, that maybe we had that better delivery of execution with scores when it counted with those options.
And look, Jack O'Connor said it afterwards in relation to that. Look, Silke, if you think you can play a kind of gung-ho open football against that type of structure, then you're not living in the real world. The last thing you need to be doing is kicking away a loose ball to a team like that who can seriously hurt you in the counter-attack because of their pace.
Yeah, and that's the percentage game, Jerry, because if you remember yesterday in the first half, we kicked one long ball into David Clifford. I think there was two defenders. There was one... another defender about three metres away from him, but he went up, he fielded, he got his free out of it, and he popped it. And I think what was asked in the post-match press conference then was, why didn't we do more of that? And Jack said, look, you could do it with one long kick, but he says you could kick two more, and the next in the defence of Derry would win possession, because there'd be two or three around David Clifford, and suddenly that's as good as a score at the other end. And I suppose it's understandable. Look, he's been there, done that, and it was a percentage game. And I tell you that probably, and we don't know what's going to happen in the semi-final. We hope we can get over Armagh, and maybe Galway, obviously, hope that they can get over Donegal, but I think that's the kind of final that people will be looking for, or to save the faith of Gaelic football. And no disrespect to Donegal or Armagh, they're serious footballers as well, but maybe it's a final people want and would like. But it's not, look, Jerry, it's like everything else, it's no different to be in business than anything. It's looking at the balance sheet at the end of the day, and today Kerry are in an All-Ireland semi-final, and it wasn't pretty, but it's a job done.
Yeah, you mentioned the substitutes that came on. Brendan McGleick, the man of the match for the game, overall our most consistent performer in both halves, Tim?
Yeah, and maybe to tell you the way the game has gone, now he contested everything. He was the one player that probably from Kerry that was running at the defence of Derry. He's this way of weaving, his way he dips the shoulder, and he can score a fisted effort from him early on. And he's having, look, for a young man that was plagued with injury, and, you know, another guy that's coming back into the fray is Graham O'Sullivan. So these are players you need, but he was probably the pick of the crop yesterday, and it fell nicely for him, and deservedly so. He's a serious ball player, been around now for a while. But, and you know what? And Ambrose alluded to during commentary yesterday, it's that injection of pace as well at times. And I have a funny feeling yesterday, Jerry, as well, and maybe some people say we weren't allowed to do it, but I think there's a lot more tricks up the Kerry sleeve going forward. Like, it's hard to keep good players quiet, and I'm sure the likes of the Cliffords and the Shawnee O'Shea's of this world, the Tony Brassman of this world, they'll have a lot to say, you know, on where Sam Maguire will be placed come the end of July. So I think there's more positives than negatives. Negative about maybe it wasn't the spectacle we wanted, but at the end of the day, we'd have taken a one-point victory yesterday to get into an All-Ireland semi-final, and semi-finals are all about winning to get into finals. You could have more of the same against Armagh, Jerry.
Yeah, you could. You could indeed. And look, Dublin being beaten, that really does open it up for the four teams going into the semi-finals.
Yeah, and that's very true, Jerry. Look, everyone was saying, you know, in the rankings that they probably had... maybe at one stage they're Derry second, and you know the way their season has transpired since, but Dublin were the team that had everything. But do you know, Dublin, watching on the last day, Jerry, is that, you know, you win year after year, you go out there, so there's a lot of players the last day for Dublin, they have a lot of mileage, you know, on the clock, the Stephen Cluckstons of this world, the James McCarthy's, and you'd wonder the hunger. I just think they just hit a brick wall. And but I suppose mentally and physically, Jerry, this can be very draining. Like, and I won't say it becomes boring for Dublin. They will be back because they have the resources, they have the talent coming up. But it's like yesterday, it was like Dublin needs a break from it now. And all that pressure that every year on year they're the team to beat. But suddenly, like you say, Jerry, it's all opened up. And every one of the four teams that are left in the champ, they'll fancy their chances, and that's what makes it intriguing for us as well, Jerry. And I think the Kerry semi-final, it could be on the Sunday, that has to be confirmed. But I tell you, it'll be very interesting. And you have this side shows as well, that there was Kieran Donaghy, remember that game against Longford scoring goals I suppose, save our faith and carry us on under Jack to win in All-Ireland? Well, no, that man is in the Armagh camp. And does he know Kerry and Jack O'Connor as good as he should? Well, it'll be very interesting. Very interesting over the next 2 weeks, the build-up and all that, and how will Armagh set up, how will Kerry set up. But I think Kerry are in a very good place, Jerry.
All right, Tim, listen, thanks a million for talking to us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.